Mail Call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Here's Mail Call. One big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. With this mail call, we salute the sovereign state of North Carolina. And here to act as your master of ceremonies is Rocky Mount's favorite son. That's right, you're right, Kay Kaiser!
Well, evening, folks. Hiya. And greetings to all you tar heels hither and thither. And now, to start this mail call tribute to you with some beauteous bounce, here's four armfuls of King Sisters with a little plea to all you guys. Please don't say no, as if you would. That was terrific, King Sisters. Well, fellas, no tribute to North Carolina would be complete without the presence of our next contributor to mail call, Mr. Jack Haley. Yes, sir, Jack was born in Flatbush Avenue, Brooklyn. And everybody in North Carolina is mighty grateful for it. And here he is, Jack Haley. Come on, Jack.
All right, Kaiser, so I'm not from North Carolina. How do you like that guy? Get sore because I have blood in my veins instead of tobacco.
Oh, I was only kidding, Jack. I wouldn't run down Brooklyn.
You better not, Kay. Don't forget that Brooklyn's one of the United Nations. Still in a way, I do envy you guys from North Carolina. All those beautiful southern belles from the tobacco country. I've always wanted to kiss one.
You have?
Yeah, I'll bet they're so free and easy on the draw.
Yes, and so round, so firm, so fully packed. But no kidding, Jack. Jack, we sure raised some gals down in that tobacco country.
Yeah, and I can see myself down there with one of them right now, underneath that southern moon. Tenderly, I draw her close to me, look into her limpid, lovely eyes, and then whisper softly into her dainty ear.
Well, it's great country, all right, Jack.
But you know, Kay, I've heard the people down there are awfully easygoing. They love to take their time about things.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I've heard that when a fellow is courting a girl, he's not supposed to rush things.
Oh, that's silly, Jack. Why, I went with a girl down there. Shucks, I used to sit on the front porch with her in the dark every night in the week for 6 months, and then it happened.
What?
She let me tune her mandolin.
Why, you mad, hot-blooded, impetuous thing, you. What was the next step in this whirlwind courtship?
Well, one night I brought her a persimmon.
Uh-huh.
Naturally, when she ate it, she puckered up. Yeah, and then I ate some, and I puckered up. And do you know what we did?
Yeah, you whistled two choruses of Dinah.
Are you kidding?
I'm wrong, huh?
Sure. It was deep in the heart of Texas.
Oh. Look, Kay, I don't want to contribute to your delinquency, but don't you ever get a girl to put her head on your shoulder?
Oh, do they come off?
Kay, tell me something. When you were a boy, did you ever hear about the birds and the bees?
No, tell me about it. Tell me about it.
I don't think you're ready for it yet.
Now, wait a minute. If you're inferring that I don't know anything about love, you're very much mistaken.
I am, huh?
Why, sure. Many's the time I've been out under that Carolina moon with a lovely gal. Boy, was that fun. Nobody there but just me and her chaperone.
Chaperone? I don't believe I ever heard of one of those up north. What are they?
Well, Jack, a chaperone is a middle-aged woman who accompanies young girls on a date to see that the young man observes the rules of gentlemanness and behavior and strict decorum.
Oh, I see. Sort of an MP with a girdle. All the same, I sure would like to meet one of those lovely southern gals.
Well, that's certainly easy enough, Jack. There's one of them standing right over there. It's Georgia Gibbs.
Well, gosh, call her over.
Oh, Georgia, would you step over here a minute, honey?
Yes, Kay.
Oh, Well, boing! Hey, you look mighty cute tonight, honey. Sugar pie.
Oh, you're just saying that, sweetie, honey, dumpling.
No, I ain't. You're a little molasses-covered bonbon.
Oh, well, thank you. You're just a honey bun of lump sugar candy.
Why don't you two get married and raise some little gumdrops?
I almost forgot. Georgia, I'd like you to meet Jack Haley.
Hello.
Hi, all, Mr. Haley. I'm sure enough glad to meet y'all.
Gee, I never met any girls like you before, Miss Gibbs. What part of the South are you from?
Why, I'm from way down yonder in Flatbush Avenue, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
Sure enough, right across the street from Rappaport's Delicatessen on Flatbush Avenue.
Well, shut my mouth. I live on a plantation right next door.
It sure is nice to meet someone else from down home.
Yeah, sure enough is, honey lamb. Well, I have to be ambling around now, sugar pudding. But I'll see you all later.
Wait a second. Ain't you going to say goodbye to Kay Kaiser?
Not me. I don't want to have no truck with them Yankees. No. Nope.
shucks. And now here's Georgia Gibbs, who was strictly kidding with that southern accent. Georgia's here to sing as per your many requests, The Very Thought of You. Let's have it, Georgia.
Forget to do the little ordinary thing that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king. And though it may seem to me that's everything, the mere idea of you, the longing here for you, you'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. Your eyes and stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you. I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes and stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you.
That was as lovely as your name, Georgia. And I'd write you out a diploma if this was the College of Musical Knowledge.
I wouldn't mention that program if I were you, Kaiser.
Well, what's the matter with my program, Haley?
Why, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. What a racket. All you do is stand up there and pretend you know the answers to those questions.
Now, just a minute.
Oh, don't apologize, Professor. Professor. You got some nerve calling yourself a professor. I saw your name on the sign outside the theater. Professor K. Kaiser, LLD, PhD, and LS, MFT.
Now, look here, Jack.
Why, if you were a contestant on your own program, you couldn't answer one question, and you know it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got plenty of money to bet that I could.
Who's interested in money? How are you fixed for cigarettes?
I'm sorry, pal. I haven't even a pack of cigarettes.
You poor civilian. Okay, we'll bet money. Now, I'll be you, the professor, and every time you get the right answer, I pay you $5. But every time you miss one, you pay me $5. Okay?
Well, I should say so, sucker. Here's where I make a fortune.
All right. Just stand over there, and I'll call you when I'm ready.
I'm ready now.
Okay, boys. Let her go.
$5.
Evening, folks. Hi, y'all. Well, down your frowns and frown your downs. Because here's your little old professor to frown your downs and down your frowns.
Yes, sir. Yes, then.
Chillin'?
Yes, then.
Gee, do I sound like that?
Well, what do you know? Here's our first contestant, and he doesn't look too bright either. What's your name, son?
Oh, come on, come on. Now, get on with the quiz.
What's your name?
Kaiser.
What's your occupation, Mr. Kaiser?
I build ships.
I know. I heard your band play, and it sounds like it. I'm sorry.
Well, come on, come on. Now, get on with the question.
Now, don't get fresh with the professor, son. And remember your agreement. Okay, here's question number one. Who was the first president of the United States? Too late. $5, please.
Now, wait a minute. You can't get away with that. You're supposed to run this thing honestly and give the contestants a chance to... What was that?
That's what you get for talking too much. You missed another question.
Oh, come on, Jack. Now, give me a legitimate question and a chance to answer it.
Okay, okay. Now, the Leaning Tower of Pisa is 179 feet high, has walls 13 feet thick, and was built in the year 1174. How many bricks are there in it, and what was the architect's name?
There are 97,593 bricks in it, and the architect's name was Giovanni Arturo Scopanelli.
Gosh, that's right.
I know it's right.
Okay. Now we come to the second part of the question.
The second part?
Yeah, when Stanley went looking for Livingston, he began his search in the African port of Nairobi, trekked across the veldt, and crossed the Ubangi River, where he shot an alligator. He then proceeded across the Congo, and a certain number of months later, he found Livingston.
Okay, what's the question?
How long was the alligator?
Fourteen feet, 7 3/4 inches.
Now for the third part of the question.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Haley. How many parts are there to this question?
I'll tell you when you missed. Okay, now listen closely.
Now wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is getting ridiculous. What do I look like? An imbecile?
Students!
Now look, Haley. These questions you're asking are silly. You know, I ask musical questions on my program, so give me some musical questions.
All right. Here's your first musical question. Are you ready?
Am I ready? Sure.
All right. Now, okay, the boys are going to play something from a popular operetta.
Operetta.
I want you to tell me the name of the operetta.
Okay.
Name the operetta.
Well, how do I know?
Oh, it's too bad. It was a drinking song from the student prince.
Look, you played one note. How could that be the drinking song?
They had a short beer. Well, that's $5 more. Do you want another musical question?
No, thanks. I don't think I can afford it.
Ah, come on. The next one is a cinch.
Well...
No kidding. You can't miss this one. It's a pipe.
Well, okay.
All right. Now, the boys are going to play the theme song of a well-known band. All you have to do is identify the band. Take it, boys.
Guy Lombardo.
Sorry, pal. That was Louis Armstrong imitating Guy Lombardo. Kaiser, you don't know anything. If you ever get on Take It or Leave It, they'll make you give back the fountain pen. Why, I'll bet any guy in your band is smarter than you are.
Oh, yeah? What'll you bet?
You just pick anybody at all from the band, and I'll pay you $50 for every question he misses.
$50?
$50.
And I can pick anybody I want.
Anybody.
And if he misses, you give me $50.
Right.
Okay. Oh, Ish! Ish Kabibble!
$50 if he misses.
Oh, this is fun.
Were you calling me, Mr. Kaiser?
Oh.
This is the guy?
That's him. And remember our agreement.
Oh, sure, sure. I made a promise, and I'll stick to it. I'll pay you 50 cents for every question he misses.
Oh, no, that's $50, Haley.
Oh, all right, if you want to be mercenary. Come here, son. Look, do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
What, Mr. Haley?
Is that your hair, or have your ears trapped a buffalo? Don't answer. I stand to lose $50.
Ah, come on, boys. Let's get on with the questions and just be yourself, Ish. Just be yourself.
Son, that's what I'm afraid of. Son, I'm going to have the boys play a very simple song. Just listen to it and tell me the name. All right, boys. Okay, son. What's the name?
Ish Kabibble.
No. Not your name. The name of the song.
Huh?
Listen.
I'm dreaming of a white...
Dardanella.
Well, that'll be 50 simoleons, please.
Come on, kid. Try it again. Strain yourself.
I'm dreaming of a... Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Same to you and a Happy New Year.
Son, I'm out $100 on you. I'm going to play another number for you. A very easy number. Now, you, a very easy number to name, and please, please use your brain.
My brain?
No, on second thought, you better just take a wild guess. Do it, boy.
I think I,
Wait a minute. Don't answer right away, kid. Let me rub the back of your neck first. Just here.
Oh, we thought that line was so beautiful, too.
I'll sing it for you.
By the beautiful
Would you mind repeating that?
Sure, kid.
By the
beautiful
You had an Italian dinner, didn't you?
Look, kid, all you have to do is fill in the words where the is. Oh, murder. Listen to me. The word has got something to do with swimming. Now, where do you go swimming?
The YWCA.
The YWCA?
Yeah, I lied about my age.
Look, now just take it easy. I'll give you the last chance. Listen, and I'll sing this one to you. All you have to do is fill in the missing word. I'll be down to get you in a honey. I'll be down to get you in a honey.
I got it.
You have?
Yeah, oh, but one thing. What's a
That's the word you got to change. Look, son, when you and your girl have a date on Saturday night, what do you whistle for?
Because I'm afraid in the dark.
I give up.
Well, that's another $50. Say, how much have we got now, Ish?
$200, boss.
$200?
Yeah.
$200-ish?
Yes.
Yes, dance, Ish! Ah, well, that was pretty slick, Ish. Say, here's your $100, and good night.
Not so fast, boss. I have a message for the boys overseas. It's a serious message, too. In fact, so serious that I writ a poem about it.
Oh, well, read what you writ, Ish.
That I will.
Thanks.
There once was a soldier named Otto who made up this very fine motto. Take care of your stuff, don't treat it rough. That motto proves Otto's not Plotto.
Say, you know, Ish isn't kidding, men. Say, take your QM's advice and take care of your equipment and supplies. They say it'll help shorten the war. And now, here are those luscious King sisters back for an encore with a little ditty that bids fair to become one of the nation's top swing hits. The sensational, and her tears flowed like wine.
He was banded on the pony. He was banded on the girl. By his mother, lovely roses, for dear old Emmett Curl. But when his wife said, "Hey now, what did you get for me?" he socked her in the choppers. Such a sweet, sweet guy was he. And her tears flowed like wine. Yes, her tears flowed like wine.
She's a real sad tomato.
She's a busted valentine. So her mama done told her that a man is darn unkind. He would bet them every day. One day he caught a winner, and the cabbage wasn't hay. He indulged in fancy spending, bought cars, perfumes, and furs. Alas, alack, like a stab in the back, she found they wasn't hers. And her tears flowed like wine. Yes, her tears flowed like wine.
She's a real sad tomato.
She's a busted valentine. So her mama done told her that a man is darn unkind.
He got mixed up with a Maisie. He got mixed up with a Flo. Flo tossed him in the river. He'll not get mixed up no more. His wife then donned her black silk dress and showed her figure fine. Then she cussed him out, the two-faced guy. No insurance could she find.
And her tears flowed like wine. Yes, her tears flowed like wine. She's a real sad tomato, a beat-up chick, a busted valentine. 'Cause her mama didn't hold her. Hey, a man, no mind. A good man is hard to find. You end up getting a bad time.
Her mama done told her
a man is darn unkind.
Well, that was swell. Say, this is the old professor, man, winding up with a few special words for all the Tar Heels overseas. You know, from Montyo to Murphy, the old North State has contributed the cream of her manhood to the armed forces. And the cream has shown Hitler and Tojo that it always stays on top. Yes, sir, North Carolina breeds a brand of unbeatable fighting men. And, brother, if you think that's an overstatement, why, then, just ask any man in uniform who's fought side by side with a kid from Raleigh or Rocky Mount, Asheville, or Albemarle. Like Texas is proud of her Texans and Georgia is proud of her peaches, we're kind of proud of our Tar Heels. So wherever they are when they hear this, let me say this is Kate Kaiser wishing every one of you North Carolina boys lots of luck and a quick trip home.
Well, that's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Kay Kaiser, Jack Haley, the King Sisters, Georgia Gibbs, Ishka Bibble, the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra, and yours truly, Don Wilson. This program is arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.